Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're aiming to give you a real shortcut, getting you well informed about one of the genuinely easiest ways to start your own blog right now.
That's good.
But first, we need to thank our supporter, SafeServer. This Deep Dive wouldn't happen without them.
Absolutely.
They're specialists in hosting software and really essential partners if you're looking at digital transformation, you know, simplifying your infrastructure.
You can find out more about how they help at www.safeserver.de.
Exactly. www.safeserver.de.
All right, so today's topic. It's something that often makes people a bit nervous, setting up your first website, specifically a blog.
Yeah, databases, configurations, it can seem daunting.
Right, so we've been looking through the documentation, the project site for something called FlatPress. And our mission here is really to show you how this tool kind of neatly sidesteps that big hurdle for new users.
Which is?
Complex database management. That whole headache. Yeah, that's right. And for you, the listener, maybe someone just starting out, the mission is pretty clear. Let's understand what a flat file blogging engine really means.
Okay.
And maybe more importantly, why choosing something lightweight like FlatPress makes getting your stuff online so much simpler.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you've ever felt overwhelmed by needing to set up MySQL or PHPMyAdmin or navigate those complex dashboards, this solution just removes that entire step. Gone.
Okay, let's unpack that right away then. That core difference. Most people, when they think blogging platform, you know, WordPress or similar, they think databases, storing everything.
Yeah, relational databases.
NewSQL usually.
So what's the fundamental thing that makes FlatPress different? What makes it flat?
Well, the mechanism is just simplicity. FlatPress is defined as, you know, lightweight, really easy to set up.
Okay.
And it's not new. It's been around since 2006, so it's mature, well-tested.
Right.
And the key, it runs purely on files. The defining thing is it doesn't need a separate, complex database system at all. So, no database. Where does all the blog post data, the settings, where does it all go? What does flat file actually mean in practice?
Okay, think of it like this. With a traditional blog system, you hit publish. Your post, the author, the date, it all gets sent off and stored in these structured, interconnected tables inside a database, like MySQL.
Right, the standard way.
FlatPress just skips that whole database software part completely. Instead, it saves your posts, your configuration settings, even logins.
Yeah.
It saves them directly into simple files, usually text files, maybe structured like XML sometimes, but just files.
Files on the server.
Right there in the file system on your web server.
Okay, that sounds immediately appealing. Because it connects to control and backups.
Mm.
If I want to back up a complex SQL database, I need special tools, export commands.
Yeah, it can be a whole process.
So with FlatPress, since it's just files, does that mean backing up my entire blog is literally as simple as like copying a folder?
Exactly. That's what the source material really highlights as a key benefit. It's easy to set up, yes, but maybe even more crucial, it's incredibly easy to back up.
But how easy?
You just copy the main FlatPress folder or the relevant files and folders within it from your server, maybe using FTP or a file manager, right onto your own computer.
And that's it.
That's it. You have a complete working archive of your entire site. That kind of simplicity, that level of direct data ownership, it's really powerful, especially now when we think about where our content ends up.
Definitely. And because it's just reading and writing files, what does it actually need to run? I'm guessing the requirements are pretty minimal compared to heavier systems.
Oh, they couldn't be much simpler. FlatPress runs on pretty much any standard web server. You know, Apache, NGINX, even ISO on Windows servers.
Okay.
And the only real software requirement is PHP. That's the scripting language that runs on the server itself.
Which version?
They support a pretty wide range. PHP 7.1 all the way up to the latest, like 8.4.
So
basically, almost any entry-level hosting package you might buy today, it'll run FlatPress straight out of the box. It keeps that initial barrier, the cost and complexity, really low.
That's a strong argument for just getting started. But, okay, for someone listening now thinking, I want to do this, how painless is the actual installation? We've all been there, right? An hour wrestling with config files, database connection details.
Yeah, that wp-config.php struggle.
Exactly.
Well, the project notes describe the install as really easy, and looking at it, it genuinely removes those common pain points.
So it's the process.
You download the FlatPress package. It's a zip file. You unzip it. You upload those files to your web server.
Okay. Standard stuff so far.
Then you just open your web browser and go to the address where you uploaded the files. FlatPress has a little installer script that runs right there in your browser. Click a few buttons, set your admin username and password.
And no database configuration step.
None. That's the magic. It skips the part that usually trips up beginners.
Okay, that handles getting it launched easily. But sometimes, you know, projects designed for simplicity, they might get abandoned. Or maybe security isn't top-notch. This has been around since 2006.
Right.
Is it still actively maintained? Is it using modern security practices? That's a big trust factor for anyone starting out.
That's a really fair and vital question. You don't want to build on something insecure.
Right.
The documentation points to a pretty strong commitment to quality and security, and they're using modern automated tools for it. It's not just someone occasionally looking over the code.
What kind of tools?
They mention using automated checks that run basically every time the code is updated, things like PHP scan.
What does that do?
It's static analysis. It scans the code for potential errors, unclean code, stuff that might cause bugs later, even if it runs okay right now.
That's a code quality.
And then CodeQL. This one specifically analyzes the code structure for known security vulnerabilities, like common patterns that lead to exploits.
And these run automatically?
Yeah, via GitHub Actions. So every change gets checked. It shows they're actively maintaining it using current best practices in software development, even though the core idea is simple and database free.
That definitely takes some guesswork out of it for the user. Mm. It's not just an old project limping along. It sounds like it's being actively kept up to date and secure.
Precisely.
And we see that activity in the release schedule too, right? It's not like the last update was years ago.
Absolutely. We saw FlatPress 1.4.1 came out just recently, July 2025. And before that, FlatPress 1.4, called Notturno, was released only a couple of months earlier in May 2025.
So regular updates.
Consistent recent releases. That's usually the best sign of a stable living project you can rely on.
Okay, so simple setup, simple maintenance, easy backups, actively developed and secured. Sounds great.
Mm.
But if we take out the database, are we sacrificing flexibility? Can you actually build a proper, good-looking, functional blog with it? Is there a trade-off there?
That's the natural question, yeah. Is it too simple? But the trade-off seems almost non-existent for what most bloggers actually need.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it is lightweight, but the docs say it's still feature-rich. It's independent, it follows web standards, and importantly, it's free software, Gino GPL V2 license.
Okay, but customization. Looks matter.
Definitely. For customization, it has a robust theme system. You can change the entire look and feel.
How does that work without a database managing templates?
These themes use a templating engine called Smarty, which is pretty common and powerful. It means you or a theme designer can change the layout, the colors, everything using template files. You don't need to dig into the core PHP code of FlatPress itself.
So it separates the design from the engine nicely.
Exactly. Smarty handles that separation, making themes easy to create and modify.
Okay, what about extending features, like adding a contact form or social media share buttons or maybe a calendar, things beyond just writing posts?
That's covered by a powerful plugin system, and it specifically mentions support for widgets, too.
Ah, widgets, hey. Like sidebars and stuff.
Right. So you can add new features like built-in comments with spam protection that's included, or maybe a tag cloud recent posts list, all through plugins. Right. You add functionality without making the core engine complicated.
So you keep the flat file simplicity but gain features through add-ons.
That seems to be the idea. Extensibility without core complexity.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, for a learner, someone new to this, having help available is often just as important as the features.
Mm.
What about the community? Is there somewhere to ask questions?
Yeah, the resources look pretty well organized. They have a central wiki. That's key.
What's in the wiki?
It has a general FAQ, but also a more detailed tech FAQ for trickier questions.
Good.
If you get stuck, there's an active support forum mentioned. Plus, you can follow development and ask questions on GitHub directly, and they're even on Mastodon.
So multiple places for help.
Right, and they make it easy to just stay informed, too. There's a project blog with an RSS feed, naturally, and even a monthly newsletter you can subscribe to.
That's comprehensive support.
Mm.
And one last thing on accessibility languages. Is it just English or?
No, definitely not just English. The site shows support for a whole range of languages. We saw flags for, you know, Czech, Danish, German, Spanish, French, Italian, Japanese, Dutch, Portuguese, Russian, lots.
Oh.
And they explicitly say that adding new language translations is designed to be easy. So it seems built with global reach in mind.
Okay, I think that really brings us to the core takeaway, the knowledge nugget we wanted to deliver here.
Yeah.
FlatPress looks like a genuinely ideal starting point. If you want a blog that's robust, it's free, it's lightweight, And crucially, it lets you completely sidestep all that database complexity.
Right. No MySQL admin needed.
But you still get modern security checks, plenty of customization options through themes and plugins, and good community support behind it.
Yeah, in short, it really minimizes the tech complexity. It lets you, the user, focus purely on your content, writing, creating, knowing that you actually own that data stored right there in simple files you can easily manage and back up.
That point about data ownership, the fact your content is just files you control, that feels increasingly important today, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
We actually noticed a blog post title on their site, something like How to Avoid Your FlatPress Blog from Unintentionally Becoming AI Training Material.
Oh, interesting. Timely.
Yeah. And it leads to maybe a final provocative thought for you, the listener, to chew on. Given how much platform providers are, let's say, monetizing user content these days, often in ways we don't expect.
Like training AI models.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what critical steps should you really consider when choosing any platform, not just FlatPress, to make sure you keep complete control over your creative work, your content? It's future use.
That's the deeper question, isn't it? What does real control over your digital creations look like today? That simplicity of flat file where you hold the files? It really makes you think about that.
Something to consider. Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the surprisingly simple and maybe quite relevant world of flat file blogging with FlatPress.
My pleasure.
And once again, a big thank you to our supporters, SafeServer. Remember, they are the experts in hosting software and supporting your digital transformation goals.
Find out more at www.safeserver.de.
That's www.safeserver.de.